It's Tuesday, December 2nd, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines. The United Nations can no longer afford to feed nearly 2 million Syrian refugees across the Middle East, threatening to make life in camps during the winter months even harsher. The World Food Programme distributed food vouchers to displaced Syrians in Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt, but many donor commitments haven't been fulfilled. The agency says it needs $64 million to support the program in December alone, and that without additional funding, the refugees could starve. A public safety video released by Hungarian police to tackle sexual violence has some women wondering who's to blame. One of three videos in a series dubbed Selfie shows a group of girls out on the town, drinking, dancing, and socializing, before one of them is apparently raped. It ends with a slogan, "You are responsible. You can do something about it." Women's groups and civil rights activists have launched a campaign urging authorities to take the video down because they say it shifts part of the blame on sexual assault victims, a claim that police and government officials have denied. Human Rights Watch has warned that Hungarian police have a track record of negligence towards victims of sexual abuse. Some of Moldova's young people see a brighter future in the European Union. On Monday, members of the Youth of Moldova movement marched in the capital, Chisinau, in support of reunification with Romania, an EU member since 2007. Moldova signed a partnership agreement with the EU in June. Parliamentary elections held on Sunday in the former Soviet country placed three pro-European parties in the lead with 44%, which is enough to form a government. But the pro-Russia Socialist Party received more than 21% of the vote alone, indicating that many in one of Europe's poorest countries still favor closer ties with Moscow. As leaders from more than 190 nations gather in Peru's capital Lima for a two-week UN climate conference, scientists are warning of the devastating impact warming temperatures have had on the country's glaciers. Over the past four decades, nearly 2,700 glaciers in the Andes Mountains have shrunk by 40% because of climate change. At the current rate, that's a loss of 62 feet a year. In the short term, the melting has created about 1,000 high-altitude lakes, increasing the chances of avalanches, mudslides, and flooding disasters. And officials caution that in the long run, the melting poses significant threats to the country's drinking water supply, as well as energy and food security. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
You drill down, you drill horizontally, you blast at high volume with this water infused chemicals and sand, the gas seeps back, you seal it all up with cement, you walk away. I watch a game where the guy with the most power, money and influence wins.
Let it run!
No fracking!
Let it run!
Now! Frack free planet! Frack free everywhere! Frack free planet!
Important for restoring your health. Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten free, and packaged by hand in BPA free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD, toll-free nationwide. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. It is Tuesday, the 2nd, December 2nd, that is, 2014. 12:07 here on the East Coast, 9:07 on the West Coast. If you'd like to contact me, you can email OCD, that's OCD, Austin at yahoo.com. And you can also check out the website where today's stories come from. That website is outcastradio.net. I remember it was way back when a wise man once told me that 80% of life is showing up. That was my probation officer. And for 6 months, I towed the line. Here are the headlines making news at outcastradio.net. Pizza Hut introduces Big Brother's subconscious menu with eye tracking. I know those are a lot of words, but let me read it to you again. Pizza Hut introduces Big Brother subconscious menu with eye tracking. What they're doing at selected Pizza Huts right now is they're bringing an iPad to your table, and then they have you look at the screen. On the screen are a variety of items, pictures of a tomato, a pepperoni, a sausage, a pepper. Wherever your eye scans the iPad upon your first look, that's going to be your order. What they say is your subconscious knows what you want before you know what you want. And so they're trying it, a subconscious menu with eye tracking. Big Brother, alive and well. Speaking of which, got a video of DARPA funding the MIT Cheetah robot, the Massachusetts Institute for Technology, rolling out a cheetah robot. Up next, chemtrails, the conspiracy theory that never was. A very good article on the genesis of chemtrails and where they are going. Over the weekend, there were a lot of sonic booms from the East Coast all the way to the UK. It has now been disclosed the Aurora spy plane that travels 6 times the speed of light is blamed for the mysterious booms over the weekend. And another great video, my man Charles Barkley on a Philadelphia sports station agreeing with the Wilson decision and calling the Ferguson looters scumbags. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Last night around 10 o'clock, I received an email from Tone, one of the regular listeners to the show, and he sent me a link about the financial woes that Clear Channel and Cumulus are going through right now and the general dire straits of the radio business of which I'm in, and I was fully aware of it, but I didn't realize how bad it was. And after reading it, I decided to write a blog, And you can find that at OutcastRadio.net. It's called Last One on the Air. Please turn off the transmitter. And I also want to thank Steve Quayle at SteveQuayle.com for linking up and publishing the article. Appreciate it, Steve. Here's what I wrote last night around 11 o'clock. And again, the name of the article is Last One on the Air. Please turn off the transmitter. It's under my blog. According to Radio Inc., Clear Channel and Cumulus are downsizing its talent pool again. Together, they own 1,400 radio stations in 266 markets. Their combined debt is in the billions, and the latest attempt of rearranging the chairs on the Titanic is hilarious. Back in 2002, when I was doing a rock show for a Clear Channel-owned station in Houston, I was actually called into the adult's office one afternoon. I was informed that this marvelous new invention called voice tracking would allow me to do my four-hour show in 1 hour. Overcome with joy, I let the adults know that I would pass on their generous offer and head back to planet Earth. Fast forward 12 years, and I find myself doing an alternative news show for an independent radio network. So why is Clear Channel and Cumulus in deep financial doo-doo? I'm not an accountant, but let me give it a shot anyway. The business model doesn't add up. Between Pandora, SiriusXM, YouTube, podcasting, and downloading, every imaginable programming option is no further than your fingertips. And the consumer controls the content, not the radio programmers. Why endure 6 minutes of commercials four times an hour just to hear Stairway to Heaven again and again? The millennials have even less patience and a sense of entitlement that all music should be commercial-free and on demand. So what is a broadcasting corporation to do? Lay off more DJs and talk show hosts to show the shareholders that positive steps are being taken to protect the bottom line. The problem is that that strategy eventually you run out of people to fire, and then all you're left with is Rush, Sean, Jack, and Bob FM. One day the advertisers of corporate terrestrial radio will have their epiphany. Just because a radio station makes a sound doesn't mean anyone is listening. At that point, the fire sale will begin. The stranglehold of our public airwaves may be loosened just enough to let the alternative news media reach the masses. And Craigslist can finally add a new category for radio stations. And I do believe that's where this business of radio is going, because what you don't see and what you don't hear is actually what is going on. What happened back in 1996 through the Clinton administrations was the passage of what is called the Telecommunications Act. This act allowed corporations to own more than five radio stations in a market. So what happened immediately is that the prices of all the radio stations around America went up. And that's when companies like Clear Channel and Cumulus kind of swooped in and bought all the channels. And I can remember working back in Houston from 1995 to 2002 when I started working for KLOL, which was a rock station in Houston. I worked there for about 5 years. It must have switched ownership three or four times, and finally Clear Channel bought it. And then I moved over to the Arrow, which was owned by Clear Channel. I would walk down the hallway and every major radio station would be there. Sunny, 99.1, The Mix, The Buzz. It's the same in every market. It's the same branding. But what I didn't see were disc jockeys and talk show hosts. Outside of Morning Drive, for the most part, they voice tracked all the day parts. So it was a ghost town. You had the top radio stations in the fifth largest market in America, and nobody was home. And this was back in 2002. And so finally, one day, I did have a meeting with management, and they told me about voice tracking. At the time, I didn't know what it was. And basically, the way voice tracking works is you go into a production studio, and you lay down your tracks, and then you mix them with the music, and then you load it into a computer, and essentially, they don't need you anymore. And even before they were doing voice tracking, they were having people do local inserts. In other words, a guy from Detroit might be doing a night show for Houston, and he'll get an email from the program director that says, hey, by the way, it's going to be a low of 67 tonight and tomorrow a high of 85. So the guy would be in a production studio in Detroit, 1,200 miles away. It would say, hey, it's a great evening in Houston. The low is 67. Tomorrow's high, 85. It would sound like he's there. And that's one of the tricks that radio plays. All across the country right now, most radio stations are not manned. They are ghost towns. And in a few studios in pockets around the country, there are people sitting in studios, and all they're doing is laying down voice track after voice track after voice track and sending them out to a variety of stations. What that does is it allows one disc jockey to have the jobs of 6 or 10 disc jockeys. That's the business model of radio. And that's one of the reasons I'm always sidestepping, saying, I'm in, I'm out, like Al Pacino in Scarface. Because that is the reality of the business. But the good news is, I believe very soon, these major corporations are going to have to start selling some of these radio stations. And that's where alternative radio, if it's smart, will take the bull by the horn. This is Outcast Radio, black and white in a gray world.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it. She says, wow. I says, what's that say? So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol. So she says, I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. How's it going, man? 800-313-9443. So what do you think of my theory? And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's just hard economic facts. Clear Channel and Cumulus, the last time I checked, total debt is hovering somewhere between $20 and $25 billion. And what's happening is that the short-term bonds are coming due. So they've got to rearrange the chairs in the Titanic once again. But eventually, you're going to run out of people to fire. At that point, they're going to have to start selling some of these radio stations. If what I believe is going to happen is going to happen with the timetable I see, by 2016, this thing is going to be pretty bad, in my opinion. And I believe in 2015, you're actually going to see Clear Channel and Cumulus begin to sell some of these stations to firm up their finances. At that point, I see someone, or maybe a group of individuals, who are so tired of the paradigm and are not fearful of letting the truth come out, actually open up the doors to alternative radio. Good alternative radio. And that's when I think this will make an impact. And that's part of the reason I stick around, because I really see that happening. Let's start with Jim in Idaho. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good morning, OCD.
Good morning, sir.
First off, the Aurora, it's six times the speed of sound, and not six times the speed of light. If it was the speed of light, you'd be on Mars yesterday, and now you definitely
would. Did I really say the speed of light?
Speed of light, 186,000 miles a second.
You're right. If I said light, and I did, I am corrected.
Do I win anything?
Yes. You won a prize for being the only person actually paying attention to this show. Congratulations.
Hey, on just two quick things. On Barkley, go, brother. You need more. You need more people just to sit there and say, enough's enough. And on the radio stations, that's going to be kind of a two-edged sword. Just like it says, like the truth's a two-edged sword. When you start getting radio stations that are going to finally start to disseminate the truth, the actual truth, I think that will heighten and speed up the other side, as I like to call them, their moves. Because once you start to corner somebody and bring the truth to fore, shine flashlights, so to speak, in the big boys' closets, I think that's where they're going to they'll rear their ugly heads and bare their teeth more to the, you know, the bourgeoisie here. Because then it's game on.
Totally game on. I am looking forward to this moment where the awareness, the awakening occurs, and at the same time, the insanity occurs. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times, times the speed of light. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's going to be absolutely crazy, scary, invigorating, and I might not even need a cup of coffee when I get up in the morning when that day arrives.
I totally concur, because like we talked before, it's like waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it's like, you know, let's get it on, you know. It's a fait accompli, the whole New World Order thing. You're not going to stop it. And I think it's like you say, it's get as many people as you can onto the soul train, because and you ain't going to stop it, you know. I think people got in their minds there's going to be some kind of pitch battles in the street where people are going to be taking their picnic tables and putting it out on the street, and it's going to be like, you know, these little Concord Lexington battles where you got us against them coming down the street. I don't think it's going to be like that at all. So
the biggest opponents are going to be those in the church. I really see the church being a huge opponent to what is about to happen, because they're going to lose their 503 status, 501c3 status, and then they're going to turn on those like alternative radio, which are holding them accountable.
Yeah, you're going to have more kind of like your modern day St. Francis coming out and cleaning up the church, because I think the devil entered the church a while back, like in the seminaries and everything else.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to Elijah Radio. I'm looking forward to setting this, as a father-in-law of Brown said, I'm looking forward to setting this mother on fire. And I'm speaking symbolically of a great awakening and people just knocking them out of their safe paradigm and saying, here's the truth, what do you think of that? And having people drive down the road and go, damn,
right, maybe
there's something to this.
Okay, man, you have a good day. I love you, brother.
Love you, too. Have a good one, Jim.
Rally forth.
186,000 miles a second. Here's an interesting story. Jihadalicious. ISIS shares new pancake recipe. I'm not making this up. From Al Arabiya News, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS militants, have released a new recipe on the internet for pancakes with the stated intention of extending the energy and power of the Mujahideen. The instructions were released by an ISIS wing claiming they want to prepare the sisters for the battlefield for the jihadists and have been using social media for their recipes. Their first one, it looks like it's a pancake recipe. It is accompanied by pictures, includes one egg, a cup of flour, 4 teaspoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of oil, 4 teaspoons of salt, and 1 cup of milk. According to the instructions, the pancakes should be served with honey and are suitable for breakfast and dinner. Make a nice cooking show. Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to Kabooms. We've got a nice little dish we want to make for you. A new pancake recipe. You know, a famished member of ISIS is not an effective member of ISIS. Remember, you should always have 3 square meals a day and cut off the heads of 3 infidels. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hello, John. What's up, G?
What with that pancake recipe is the Three Stooges, some of the things that they concocted, you know. I thought it was going to be some kind of a plastic explosive that they...
It's a true story.
I'm sure it is.
Hey, Mo!
You're talking about Cumulus and Clear Channel. A while back, I actually dug into it and found that Cumulus was owned by a Chinese investment company. It was called, or they had a lot of the holdings. I think it was called Oak Brook Investments or something like that. But anyway, you know, that's what I see happening. These people are running businesses, Don, that you and I would have been, the doors would have been closed, the windows would have been shuttered a long time ago. So there's got to be something as far as propaganda, as far as false information, as far as the Delphi technique, that they're using the radio and the television and the newspapers to thoroughly manipulate the dumbed down masses. It is public relations. That's all it is.
What I see are a few isolated sticks in major and medium markets within 2 years that are going to get this message out for a short period of time. I know for a fact that the Chinese own a radio station in Galveston, and that radio station loses money every month, but they don't care. What they're doing is they're getting their foothold in the country, in the media. And I do agree with you, John. I think a lot of these stations will be purchased by the Chinese.
Well, and here's something else that people don't realize. You know, I don't anymore. I'm probably on a no-fly list by now, but at one time, I enjoyed flying, and then something came across my screen, and I realized that the airline companies, Don, they've never had a profitable year. They have always been subsidized by the government to the tune of recently $3,700 per person per flight. It costs a lot of money to fly a plane, so why do they, you know, why are they subsidized? Why can they not make a profit? If they're not making a profit, how are they in business? Less, worse, and all by design.
Oh, everything is by design. Appreciate the call, John. Duncan in Tennessee. Actually, Duncan in Nebraska. Duncan in Nebraska, if you'll hang on, we'll get to you next. This is Outkast Radio, Black and White in a Gray World.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. 1233 here on the East Coast, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Website is outcastradio.net, and you'll find the following headlines, including a video from Charles Barkley agreeing with the Wilson decision, calls Ferguson looters scumbags during a recent interview on a Philadelphia radio station. Aurora spy plane that travels six times the speed of sound is blamed for mysterious booms. Chemtrails, the conspiracy theory that never was. Pizza Hut introduces Big Brother's subconscious menu with eye tracking. DARPA funds MIT cheetah robot. And a blog that I wrote last night, and again, I want to thank Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com for posting it on his website, last one on the air, please turn off the transmitter about the financial state of the business that I'm in, which is radio. Let's begin with Duncan in Nebraska. Hello, Duncan.
Hey there, OCD. How's it going?
Pretty good, buddy.
Good show. I have a true story for you regarding the Telecommunications Act. Back in 96, they had a protest online organized by Wired Magazine, and it was called Black Thursday, the Blue Ribbon Campaign. And what they wanted was for people to participate by writing an essay about what freedom of speech means to them. So they gathered about 1,200 people, and everybody wrote, and I was one of them. And I created a website during the process, which encouraged everybody to start using encryption. And I published a Declaration of Independence for cyberspace, and then I got shut down. And the declaration was hijacked, and they published their own version during the campaign. So
you must have made a difference at some point. Yeah, at some point that must have been making a difference, because they did the same thing with the Tea Party. They just co-opted. That's their MO.
Well, I was encouraging encryption to be used to join my new virtual country. Using the Declaration of Independence for cyberspace, we were going to form our own entity. And as soon as I did that, it was I was kicked off the list. My messages stopped going to the listserv. And then the announcement of the declaration actually did make it to the listserv. But by the time it got there, it was by another gentleman by the name of Barlow, with the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation. So I do believe that when the radio opens up and everybody has a clear channel to each other, direct information straight from one source to the other, then we will have our freedom.
And we'll have it for a small period of time. There's a window that's about to bust open, and when it busts open, we need to be there and take full advantage of it. Appreciate the call in Nebraska. As I'm looking at all these headlines, it becomes very apparent to me day by day that this type of radio show is either completely insane or completely on track. Last night, I was driving home. I was hanging out with some friends, and I always like listening to Mark Levin because he reminds me of my dad when he drank and yelled. And that's all he does, is yell about Obama, Obama, Obama. And then I look at the headlines I have. Chemtrails, the conspiracy theory that never was. DARPA funds MIT cheetah robots. The Aurora spy plane that travels 6 times the speed of sound. Pizza Hut introducing a Big Brother subconscious menu. These are amazing events that are happening, and nobody's talking about it. And when would Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity ever get on the radio and talk about Clear Channel being in the toilet financially? They won't, because they're part of it. And what's going to happen? I do believe very soon they're going to have to start selling some of these stations to firm up their finances so their stock doesn't collapse. I believe that's the next wave. At that point, I'm hoping somebody out there, maybe somebody that can hear me right now, has the moxie to buy this station, roll the dice, and realize that the clock is ticking, we're running out of time, and you need to get one of these stations on the air, and you need to get this message out. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Well, I'm about as big a pacifist, probably the biggest pacifist that lives listen to this type of radio. But as a 63-year-old little old lady, I ain't got no problem with taking my finger and shaking it into your face and saying, shame on you. The thing is, y'all say y'all want to light a fire under this situation? Well, metaphorically only, of course, I can tell you how to do that. You have to go after their money. And the thing is, people are real brave about cutting down the government. But they will turn into absolute apologists for government employees. Like, excuse me, my head is starting to spin. What do you think the government is made up of? Hello? So the thing is, there's some stuff that's been going on that most people don't know about, okay? It's the dirty little secrets. Okay, now I will hear people talk about the evils of private sector unions. They're probably being financed by the robber barons and the BBB. And but these, because these same people, which is I find so suspicious, they never cut down the government union, which is way more deadly, because this is the deal. You have government employees going to ask other government employees, they're in the same club, if they can have a raise with somebody else's money. What do you think is going to happen? So the thing is, these, you know, people think that these poor firemen and teachers are taking summer jobs and stuff because they can't make it on their salary. Oh, no, contraire. They're doing what's called double and triple dipping. Not only is their pension about three times, you know, what people on Social Security get, and many of them can retire after 20 years while they still don't have one foot in the grave, and they collected a really big pension for a really long time. They work where they work 40 quarters, which is 10 years, so not only do they get the generous pension from government pension, they also collect Social Security. And so, and then some people even do military, government jobs, and Social Security, and they're triple dipping, okay? And this is all legal, because let's face it, they write the laws and they made it legal. If people, as bad as people are hurting right now, and this is blatantly unfair, you have little old ladies, you know, not every job in the military and the police is dangerous, okay? So the thing is, in fact, commercial fisherman and farmer is considered more dangerous work than a policeman, okay, for death and injury. So the thing is, you have little old ladies who maybe worked in a convenience store, which is, can be kind of dangerous, for 50 years. She's having to split her pills in half and eat dog kibble while these people are living the good life. This is information that, let me tell you, you want to light a fire under these people where all of a sudden you start making them nervous? Let a lot of the hosts get together and give out this information. Because Sherry Peel Jackson admitted on the phone to me on air that an IRS collector makes about $100,000 a year, while a person doing the same job in the private sector makes about $25,000. Then they get those big government pensions on top of that. Well, no wonder they will sell you down the river. This is what holds the whole system in place. They are willing to be your oppressor and exploiter because they're getting a nice big piece of the pie. And until this stops, they're going to continue to do it. But sometimes Patriot Radio just kind of acts like a little steam valve, you know, and sometimes I really wonder if they really do want to succeed. I guarantee you, this information become widespread, it would light a fire under things that would maybe get this moving, because at this rate, we are going to die before anything happens.
Thanks for the call, Renee. Always appreciate it. From North Carolina, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I guess what I'm trying to do is go after the bigger fish. And the bigger fish to me is the Illuminati and the spirit of Antichrist, because it permeates from that and trickles on down. In many ways, these government workers are a symptom of the problem, and the problem is those in control. But I also believe that you're not going to kick them out of their offices. This is going to go just as planned. We are going to move into a new world order, a one world currency, a one world leader. But I do believe before all of that comes to fruition, there will be a small window for the truth to get out, and it will happen in major markets. It's coming, I believe, within the next 2 years. This is Outkast Radio, Black and White in a Gray World.
Nice shooting.
Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Today's Outcast Radio. We'll send that out to all the looters and scumbags in Ferguson who decided to light up that town, as Charles Barkley would say. Let's start with Anthony in Michigan. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, OCD.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, I was just listening to the comment that Renee made, and, you know, each time she calls in, she's pretty much making the same point about the government employees who are actually the enforcers of the bad policies that the government is making. But the one thing that Renee is leaving out, and I used to work for a county government, I'm a CPA, the county I used to work for, as an example, their pension plan does not have enough money in the pension plan to make the benefits, to make the payments to its current retirees, plus the future retirees. I know that's something that Clint Richardson likes to talk about, that all of these pension plans have billions of dollars more than they need to, but that's not true. You got counties like Ventura County, right outside, right in California, they're projected to have like about $600 million less in their pension plan than they need. So as these government employees, as they start to get older, I'm talking about the younger people, especially like at my county where I work, I didn't get a defined benefit plan. My county had went 10 years ago and went to a defined contribution plan, and the county would only match 3% of what you put in. So they require you to make at least a 10% contribution. So, but of course, you know, if you have a defined contribution plan, if your plan doesn't have a good return, then you're kind of screwed. So,
well, the way I look at it, and I always use the Matrix analogy, the government employees, the pension plans, to me, they're the sentinels. And what I'm trying to focus on is the architect, because it is the architect that spills out all of this to the sentinels, in this case, the government employees. I mean, it's a symptom. Going after the government employees is not going to solve the problem, and you're really not going to solve the problem. What's going to happen is there's going to be an economic collapse. The euro and the dollar are going to collapse, and we're going to move into a one-world currency. It might be a euro in the short term. I mean, it might be the Amero in the short term, but we're moving towards this. There is a collapse coming. There's no stopping it. You can yell all you want at whoever you want, but the collapse is going to happen eventually.
I don't know. I'm not sure if you did it or somebody else has talked about it, but there's two television shows on recently, one called Jericho and another called Revolution. They're both awful, but anyway, the point is when the economic collapse happened and the power grid fails, the human body can only go 72 hours without water. After that, you're pretty much dead. So that's what's going to happen to 99% of the people.
Well, I don't know. You know, nobody knows how it's going to play out, whether it's going to be an EMP, World War III, however it goes down. At some point, the dollar will no longer be the reserve currency. At that point, hyperinflation kicks in. There's a bank holiday in the introduction of a new currency. But it's going to happen. So at that point, no one's going to really care about government pensions when the dollar is worthless.
Exactly. That's pretty much all I have.
You got it. Have a great day. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. What we're talking about today is the state of radio, Cumulus and Clear Channel, in debt somewhere between 20 and 25 billion. Last time I looked at the numbers, or at least read an article about it, which was last night. And what's going to happen is I do believe that both of these companies eventually are going to have to start selling off some of their radio stations in order to satisfy the stockholders and the shareholders, so the stock doesn't collapse. Right now what they're doing is they're rearranging the chairs in the Titanic. They're firing more DJs and talk show hosts and just creating more ghost towns. If you walk into any major market, go into any Cumulus or Clear Channel facility, you will not find a lot of employees. You'll find salespeople, but you won't find a lot of air talent. That's because it's all voice tracked or it's sent in by a satellite from somewhere else. Most radio stations in America right now are empty. They are automated. The host is Hal. And Dave, you can't come in here. Let's go to Mike in South Carolina. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Don again.
Tag, you're in.
That nice fresh air and sunshine down there in Florida. How about putting an envelope and sending it up to me, will you?
South Carolina's not that far away. It's pretty brutal today. I think it might only get up to 79, which really is pissing me off.
You go outside, step on the back patio, and look north, and just wave. I'll bet I can see you probably from here.
What's the temperature where you're at in South Carolina?
It's running about low 50s right now. We just have an overcast coming in. We're supposed to have some really good weather up in the 60s this whole this week. This is just an odd. We get a little bit of rain. That's about it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, this is the cheating time. This is the best time to live here. I don't want to be here in the summer, but man, right now it is nirvana.
You got a good time. You're not under a lot of pressure to keep moving around, and that's when you have the advantage of making your decisions in life is when you're not under pressure or under stress.
Yeah, and I have a healthy dose of apathy too. I would tell you more about it, but I don't care.
Well, I probably wouldn't care if you told me anyway.
Touche. What's on your mind today, Mike?
We're gonna stir it up a little bit more. Okay, here's some more information for you.
Okay.
You were talking about the radio stations kind of going blank, maybe or going dark. They're getting rid of some of them. Clear Channel. Who's the biggest interest? Who has the biggest interest in Clear Channel?
Bain Capital.
Very good. And who owns Bain Capital?
Romney.
Who?
Romney. Well, I know he was he had interest in it. I don't know who the main holder is.
You're talking about Mitt Romney, right?
Yeah, Mitt Romney. Correct.
Very good. You are correct.
Oh, okay. Good.
Who is one of the largest holders of offshore derivatives in this country?
Okay, you might now, can I get a helpline? Can I get a friend to call in? I'm out of options. Okay. Tell me.
Now we've already named him. Okay.
Okay.
Now something interesting that's not well known, and that is that the banking system, very quietly, said that anybody if anything should happen overseas, and we're looking at actually Italy or Germany or France or even Spain jumping ship and causing like a bankruptcy, all those derivatives are going to come back and hit us. Now, the bank said that, okay, whoever's in line with derivatives get paid first. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that happened not too long ago, and they're setting it right up. So,
But that's an impossibility because the derivative market is 1,500 trillion. How in the world are they going to get paid without the whole system collapsing?
Well, those first in line will probably get some type of discount. I'll get 10 cents on the dollar, whatever. But it'll be like 10 cents on the dollar more than they deserve in the first place.
Right.
Anyway, that's what you kind of getting lined up and get ready to happen, as I see coming down the road. Whether it happens or not, I don't know, but that's the game that I see getting played.
Well, I know for a fact in America right now, you can buy a lot of AM radio stations for pennies on the dollar. There's a lot of radio stations that are dark already in the small markets, and I really see this thing busting wide open in the next 12 to 16 months maybe, where Clear Channel and Cumulus will have to start liquidating these stations to shore up their finances, at least in the short term, to pay off these bonds.
One of the most expensive things to run a radio station is what? The electric bill, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Okay, what happens the 1st of January?
Oh, that new Obama deal, I think, kicks in, doesn't it? And Obamacare, yeah, I can kind of see a perfect storm happening.
Hey, Obama, and Obama and Fong Princess up there have got a hold on what happens January 1st, which is when the coal fire plants get shut down, don't they?
And in addition, the BRIC nations start business. They put a shingle up on their shop, and I see Germany jumping to the BRIC nations. Appreciate the call as always, Mike. Art in Philadelphia, you'll be up next, followed by Misty in Florida, if you can hold on through the news. This is Outcast Radio, black and white in a gray world.